A British parliamentary committee is investigating charges that the Prime Minister's office manipulated key intelligence data in its bid to win support for military action in Iraq. Two former cabinet ministers have accused Tony Blair's government of using information selectively to help bolster the case for war. Blair has come under increasingly hostile attacks since the failure to locate banned weapons in Iraq. Today he appears before the House of Commons to answer questions about the charges and about a major cabinet shakeup that he announced last week. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. What sort of reception is Blair likely to get from Parliament today?
Bob, I think Blair can expect a pretty harsh one. Probably one of the worst he's ever received, in part because there's a sense among members of Parliament, and that's on both sides of the aisle, that Blair sort of regards the lower house as an encumbrance, one of those places he has to occasionally show up at. And this has been a theme running through his second term in office, that he's neglecting domestic issues in favor of taking on a bigger role on the world stage. So today Blair faces a grilling, primarily over why he decided to shake up his cabinet last week. One of the most dramatic changes he made was the abolition of the post of Lord Chancellor. Now, on the surface, it's not such a controversial move. Many people agree that the Lord Chancellor's post is too powerful. Because he wears three hats. He's the head of Britain's judiciary, he's a speaker of the upper house of parliament, and he's a cabinet minister. But what irks the House of Commons, I think, is that they feel slighted, that they haven't been consulted on some of the major reforms that Blair is proposing.
What came out of yesterday's hearings on this parliamentary inquiry?
Well, two former cabinet ministers who were at one time actually staunch Blair loyalists basically accused his government of exaggerating claims about Iraq's alleged weapons capabilities. The first to appear in front of the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday was Robin Cook. Now, you'll recall he resigned from the cabinet in early March over his opposition to the war. Now, yesterday, he didn't go so far as to accuse the government of intentionally lying, but he came pretty close, saying that intelligence was used to support a policy decision already taken, in other words, the decision to go to war. And the other main witness was Claire Short, who also resigned from Blair's cabinet shortly after the war. She was far more blunt in her accusations, saying that Blair promised President Bush he'd support a war as far back as last summer.
What did the charges stem from?
Well, you'll remember, Bob, that before the war there was great demand to see tangible evidence of Iraq's weapons program, and so back in September Blair released the first issue of what was called the dossier. Now, one of the most shocking allegations in that report was that Iraq could mobilize long-range weapons within 45 minutes. Now, that's largely been discounted by intelligence reports from Iraq. Then shortly before Parliament voted on whether to back the war, Blair released a second dossier, and this time one that was said to be based on secret intelligence. Well, a lot of it wasn't. In fact, chunks of the report were simply lifted from a PhD dissertation and an article in Jane's Defense Weekly.
And what are the political repercussions facing Blair?
Well, at worst, I think if the panel comes out with a critical report, Blair could face a censure vote in Parliament, which might then lead to his resignation, but that's very unlikely. I think the worst thing about all of this for Blair is that it simply keeps this story alive and follows Blair like a shadow.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.